Okay, I'm really, really excited to talk about why it is that, like, super gifted women like you and I get literally sucked in and spat out by the system. Really intelligent women, really brilliant women. Why would we buy into this? And not just buy into it once, but buy into it over and over and over again. Because, you know, we really do give ourselves a hard time for this. For how naive we must have been, or how gullible we must have been to fall for this stuff. But the truth is, it's really convincing. And when you're at the beginning stages of your business, all you want is to work with people and, you know, to pay your bills, pretty much. I mean, you know, if you have plenty of money behind you, I think even when you do have plenty of money behind you, there's still like a desire to actually be recognized for your work through people paying you, which is fair. I mean, why would we not want that? And so, of course, when somebody tells us that they can help us to sell this thing that is so precious to us, so important to us, and, you know, sell it, define it, understand it, why would we not get sucked into that? Why would we not? Of course we would. And, you know, all that we want is to put our brilliance in the hands of people who can turn it into something even better. Because that's what transformational work is. It is putting our brilliance in the hands of someone who is perfectly positioned to take that brilliance and add it to their brilliance and turn it into something even bigger, even better, which is much more than the sum of its parts. And so, yeah, these business coaches come along and they tell us that they can help us to make X amount of money and have a really nice lifestyle. And you know, most of us, certainly for me, I hadn't even occurred to me that like a super nice lifestyle was part of this. I just wanted, you know, really, I wanted to make as much as I made in my corporate job. Like, as long as I, you know, I was earning a good salary, as long as I could make that. And I figured, well, I could, because I knew that I would be so much more dedicated to this than to how dedicated I was to my career. And I was so dedicated to my career. I was such a hard worker. I had such a fantastic work ethic. I still do, even though I don't work very much. I was so committed always to doing an amazing job. And I knew, because I was so passionate about this work, that I would be even more committed. I would do an even more amazing job. And because I had succeeded and succeeded and succeeded so much in my career, well, why would that not translate once I started my business? But of course it didn't, at least not at first, and at least not until I changed and adopted the system. So that's how we get sucked in, first and foremost, because all we want is to learn how to get our work into the hands of the people who can create greatness with it. And so that's how we get sucked in. How we then get stuck in it, is that we ask ourselves, you know, I've already told you this, we ask ourselves, why is this not working for me? And we see, you know, kids, like virtual children, with next to no experience in these group programs coming in and making huge amounts of money. And we look at them, we're like, hang on a minute. How is that possible? They haven't got half my talent. They haven't got half of my experience, half of my insights. They're selling utter shit. I mean, we look at it and we're like, you know, we just look at it and we're like, that's shit. Why would people buy that when they won't buy my amazing, brilliant work? Why would they buy this shit? Which is basically the same thing that the person that I've bought the thing off is selling. And then you're like, oh, but I bought it. And then you start to think, oh, this is why everybody buys it, because everybody. And so when we can't make it work, we're like, oh, so actually my brilliant, brilliant, amazing gifts and talents and insights are worth nothing. But I know they're brilliant, but nobody wants to buy them. And well, at that point, you know, if you're like most of us, you have bills to pay, you have, you know, a life to live that costs money, and you think, well, okay, well, then I guess I have to do the system. And then once you start doing the system, you realize that it's really hard still to get people to pay you unless you have the lifestyle to go with it. And even then, it's still hard because you're still competing with everybody else, which always makes me laugh when people talk about being competitionless, even when they're selling the system. And yeah, I'm sorry, my loves, but when you're selling the system, you're not competitionless. You have so much competition, it's unreal. Everything that comes out of the system is a commodity. And so we sell out. And I don't mean that in like a critical way. I'm just being honest. Like, we sell out because we don't know what else to do. We don't think that our work is valuable, even though we know that it could be. We don't know how to help people to see that it's valuable. And so we just apply it. We just apply the system. And we make our money, and then we want to make more money because how much money we've made isn't impressive enough. And then we have to put on the fake lifestyle, the appearance of a fake lifestyle. Well, the appearance of a lifestyle that's real, but it's not. It is fake. So that people will believe that we have this amazing life and it's worth working with us to have the same amazing life. So we sell our lifestyle, even when we don't have it, to people in order that they'll work with us. And then because we see all of these people coming up around us, you know, people with less experience, people with less insights, people with less brilliance, but selling the same thing as us, making much more money than us, well, then that breeds back in this beginner thing again, because we're like, we thought we weren't beginners, we're making money in the system, and yet all of these new young upstarts are coming up making more money than us, getting bigger results with their clients than us. And so what conclusion can we reach other than we still haven't figured it out yet? We're still not good enough yet. We're still beginners. And thus we feed it back into the system again. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's that the system was designed to make you feel like this. And the reason that we get spat out, because that's how we get sucked in, how we get spat out is because women like us, real impact makers, brilliant women who have brilliant insights, who can really change the world and are actually like available for that and willing to do the work for that. Women like us, we can only keep up the charade for so long. And when we realize that we can't keep it up anymore because it makes us feel physically unwell, because it makes us hate ourselves even more than the system has already made us hate ourselves, we end up on the other side going, I can't do this anymore. I literally cannot do this anymore. We throw in the towel because we feel like we can't do this anymore. This is why I walked away from my business for a year. Because I was just like, there is no way that I can do this anymore. And I speak to people all of the time who are in the same place where they're like, I literally can't do this anymore. And so we're out on the other side and we don't know what to do because we still don't know how to get people to buy our stuff, you know? And so we just, very often, we just walk away. Because we can't do the compromise anymore. And if we're going to do the compromise, we might as well just go and get a job. And then you get the next problem, which is the fact that we are like unemployable now. So this is something that I realized very much, was that I could not bring myself to go back into my career, to like pretend that I was interested in doing that, to show up at interviews and pretend that that was something that I cared about when it really wasn't. And so I wound up taking like real low paying jobs to pay the bills just because I couldn't pretend anymore. I couldn't pretend that it meant anything to me anymore because it didn't. And that's literally what happens on the other side of the system. You wind up spat out thinking, where the hell do I fit in anymore? And, you know, going back to module one where I said, you know, it's time to really give up that story that this isn't meant for you, that you can't make this work, or whatever other stories you've been telling yourself, because the fact is you can and you will, and there are no other options for you because this is who you are.